the rapid expansion of broad-based surveillance of necessity means an invasion of privacy. Now, that's my statement. I believe that I don't think you can have it without having an invasion of privacy. The recent revelations and investigations into Facebook, as an example, that's going on right now, and the usage of data placed on Facebook to be used for political purposes or all kinds of other purposes is just one recent example, and it's unfolding as we speak. The personal experience of many, maybe many listening to the program right now, where you've perhaps had your credit card numbers hacked or social security number or other things hacked. It's a common occurrence. We know that. In March 2010, now this is 8 years ago, 2010, the AP had an article posted on NBC News, carried it. The title said this: the feds are on Facebook and MySpace, LinkedIn, and Twitter too. It said this: U.S. law enforcement agents are following the rest of the internet world into popular social networking services, going undercover with false online profiles to communicate with suspects and others and to gather private information, according to an internal Department of Justice document that offers a tantalizing glimpse of issues related to privacy. And it goes on to say, think you know who's behind that, in quote, friend request regarding to Facebook? It says, think again. Your new, quote, friend just might be the FBI. That was the article. But then some time ago, I heard an FBI spokesman broadly thank, somewhat tongue-in-cheek, the American public for being so open, because they've allowed the fleshing out of databases with information, personally identified information about people, their children, their grandchildren, where they live, where they go. And all of this is being put in database, and they say, we never would have had the money to get it, and we never could have spent the time to get it, but you gave it to us for free. Thank you. And I look at all this and I say, why isn't there any more concern? Why don't we know about these things? We're going to talk about that now with Mark Lerner, co-founder of Constitutional Alliance, which you can find at constitutionalalliance.org. Mark, when I started the last segment, I read from the book of 2 Thessalonians, where it talked about the man of lawlessness coming forth, emerging from the sea of humanity through deception, and the Apostle Paul's warning not to be deceived. And Mark, I marvel at the seeming lack of concern about all the massive invasion of privacy. And I go here and I think all these people posting all these things on Facebook, and yet, Mark, I wonder, why is there so little concern? I'm just going to start right out with that. Why isn't there more concern about something that could be so potentially harmful?
The simplest answer is we're confusing lifestyle with freedom. Every time the government tells us if we use these technologies like smart cards with RFID chips or biometrics, it makes our life more convenient. We can go through airport lines quicker. We can get into sports events easier. We can get into concerts. The government is checking identification now in almost everything that we do in our lives. So they tell us by using these technologies, it's actually more convenient for us, thus giving us more time to do other things in our life that we might enjoy. And we are warned in 1 Corinthians about this. God clearly tells us, do not grumble as some of them did and were destroyed by the angel. But the point is, God tells us in 1 Corinthians, if we are tempted, he will provide us with a way to escape or endure. We are tempted because we're confusing lifestyle with freedom to accept these technologies, not understanding we are really only truly free in Christ, not with man.
Mark, let me ask you this. A number of years ago, I was, let me just word it this way. My personal accounts were stolen. My identity was stolen. Someone got hold of the credit card information. And it was a nightmare to try to get all that corrected. It took an exorbitant amount of effort and time to do so. And just the thought of that occurring again to me is something I would do everything in my power to keep from happening again. But when it comes to theft of personal information, very valuable information that Sam alluded to that can even occur on this social media platform called Facebook, we tend not to be bothered by that. We don't get as upset as somebody stealing our credit card information. Why is that? I mean, you've alluded to it in your last statement. This lifestyle we live is certainly part of it, but is there other things that's keeping the American public from being outraged about what's taking place?
Yes. And the answer is nobody ever believes it's being or happening to them. It's very similar to what I call the camera is pointed at you. When we walk by surveillance cameras in our country, we always think the cameras are pointed at the bad guys, and we don't consider they're actually pointed at everybody. And what Sam was talking about in China, actually, if you understand what intelligent streetlights are, these are coming to the United States. They are equipped with surveillance cameras and microphones. So the same thing you see in China about littering, you're going to see that in the United States over the next year or two.
You know, Mark, I can remember years ago someone saying that with the development of the cable television system, that we would find that people could intrude right into our living rooms. And of course, I don't doubt that a bit. And of course, since that has developed, of course, you know, technology has developed to the point that it's even worse than that. And I mean, you know, you talk about the fact, who knows how many cameras we pass each and every day that registers where we are and what we are doing. And I mean, nobody probably really does know that. But you know, yesterday in the program, we talked about recognizing false sensationalism that's in the news. And we told people not to be alarmed at what we see and what we read when it's put out there across the nation. And yet, I can believe that there are probably people listening to us right now who are saying, well, what you guys are talking about on the radio today is sensational, not realizing that we're not putting forth fake news here. We're putting forth real news that is potentially fatal to every one of us. I mean, this developing technology and having the ability to track every person is something that we really need to be concerned about. So my question to you is, what will it take to wake up people generally and Christians specifically to this issue that we are facing today and that we're talking about on this program?
What it's going to take are ministries such as yours, such as our ministry at the Constitutional Alliance, to educate pastors and members of the body of Christ. The bottom line is this: with knowledge comes responsibility. So we can warn people of what is to come. In 15 years, I've never had one word that I've testified to before state legislators or back in Washington been refuted. But the fact is, with knowledge comes responsibility. Christians have to understand that responsibility to prepare and warn people of what is coming, that is not optional. That is being obedient to God. When a watchman tells you what is coming, and for 15 years plus, that watchman has been 100% correct. As a Christian, we have a responsibility to listen to the watchman and warn others.
Mark, I only have about 15 seconds, but the question I hear all the time is people say, listen, if you're not doing something wrong, what does it matter? How do you answer that?
It matters because it's not just you, the person. They're looking at your family and your friends, and maybe some of them have done things that are embarrassing that can be leveraged by companies or the government. It's not just always about the individuals.